sing out now, please. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I've heard about those streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Sing it out. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me, yeah, I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, man, that sounded good. You can be seated. Singing like that just makes you want to go on home. Amen. Our dad loved singing better than anybody that I knew. And one of his favorite songs out of this old redback hymnal was page 346. I Know My Name Is There. I don't know if you know this song or not. I don't know. Billy, do you sing this year? Okay. We're going to try it anyway, and we'll get back to another one in a few minutes. I'm going to ask the Miller sisters to have you two or three songs, or a couple songs. I won't say two or three. Get us a couple songs, pick out to sing, and we'll go from there then, okay? Page 346. My name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I rise above.
stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record, but by his blood the Savior crossed and placed it on his throne. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there. While others climb through early strife to carve a name of honor, high up in heaven's book of life, my name is written there. I know, my name is there. I know, my name is written there.
I don't know if I'm going to turn anybody over to Elf Sing or not. As long as you keep singing like that, we may just have about an hour and a half congregational singing, then I'll let somebody else sing. Hey, turn to page 46. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere that I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as the journey I pursue. I have longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow, but I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. All the world is bright since I got right now. I sing and pray and shout. All the burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with the Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Amen. Miller sisters, come on up here. I'm proud of these girls. These are my nieces. Of course, there ain't too many that I can't touch in here and say they ain't a niece or a nephew or something.
In-law, out-law, or something.
You don't look like a girl.
Crossing Their fancy stained glass windows and padded pews, and I can hear the organ playing something sad and blue. There's a lot of empty benches and an empty choir, 'cause folks won't go to war. Inspired.
Thank you. church here wants to sing, please raise your hand and come to your side. I see one little hand back there beside us.
Thank you. to take our sin away. But my finest words cannot express what one old rugged tree said best. For nailed to it was all God had to say. The cross saved it all. The cross saved it all. Without a word, God's the heavens, you can spell it in the stars. He could paint it across the sky for all to see. But with his own
God used the angels into pieces of wood. We've heard the story of Paul and Silas, how they were bound and thrown into jail. They kept on praying, they didn't worry. They were serving a God that could not fail. About the midnight, God sent an earthquake. That old foundation began to shake. Those prison doors flew open wide, but Paul and Silas stayed inside. Yes, he'll deliver me in my time of need. Like those Hebrew children from the fire he freed, like he fed 5,000 with two fishes and bread, and he walked on the water, and he raised the dead while he stood by Daniel in the lion's den. He saved Moses from Pharaoh's men. Open the eyes of the blind to see. I know that he'll deliver me. Now it was David, my God delivered, when before Goliath he did stand. He took no armor, he took no weapons, just 5 stones and a sling in his hand. Well, he went running to meet that army. He met the Philistine man that stood mighty and tall. He said, I come in the name of the Lord. And that mighty man, he did fall. Yes, he'll deliver me in my time of need. Like those Hebrew children from the fire he freed. Like he fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and bread. And he walked on the water, and he raised the dead while he stood by Daniel in the lion's den. He saved Moses from Pharaoh's men. Open the eyes of the blind to see. I know that he'll deliver me. I know that he'll deliver me.
Lay all the good things that comes to me from above. If I could count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for one favor of him beyond mortal end. And I'm sure he would grant it again and again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all the troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away. And we'll enjoy all the beauties where all things are new. I like to stroll over heaven with you.
Doug, sing that last verse.
So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand the blue. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all the troubles and heartaches have truly vanished away, and we'll enjoy all the beauties where all things are new. I like to stroll over heaven with you.
Help us sing this last verse again.
I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all the troubles and heartaches are truly vanished away. Then we'll enjoy all the beauties where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
Sissy?
Awful proud to have Sis here today.
Amen.
I think mine's on.
Oh, yeah, closer into it.
Give us a C for Child of the King. You're leading it, Sissy.
Oh,
really? One side.
Okay, I hope I got the mind today.
You'll be okay.
Okay, let's go.
What?
No.
Okay.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sins, wretched and poor, lost and lonely within, but with wondrous compassion the King of all kings, in pity and love, he took me under his wings. Oh yes, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. His royal blood now flows in my veins, and I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God, I'm a child of the King.
I love this part.
Now I'm a child with a heavenly home, my Holy Father has made me his own, and I'm cleansed by his blood, and I'm clothed in his love. And someday I'll sing with the angels above.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King.
His royal blood now flows in my veins. And I, who was wretched and poor, now can sing. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Boy, you know, I'm so glad I can praise God that I know that I'm a child of the King. Boy, I'll tell you what I was thinking as Billy preached today. If you're out there and you're lost, oh, I pray God will give you another chance. I'll tell you what, we don't have no promise of tomorrow. And we better take advantage of every chance we get to witness for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just thank him so much for how I felt, what I felt in my heart today. It's such a joy to just always be with all my family. My nephew, Uncle Bill, I just love him to death. I love to hear him preach. And any time I can be with these two, I'm as happy as anybody could get. I'm so thankful for my brother and my sister. And I'm always thankful for my boy. He makes me feel good. But I just love my family, and I want everybody to know I love them. I love to be with you. And I feel like God's blessed us so good. He's been so good to me. He's brought us through a whole lot this year. Yeah. All of us, most of us, has had this COVID. And I'll tell you what, brought me and my wife through it, and I love it. I just thank him every day that, you know, to be my age, I thank him every day of my life. God, thank you again for waking me up this morning, for just letting my feet hit the floor. Amen. And I thank him every day of my life. Love you all. Appreciate you, Brother Bill, so very much.
Oh, don't you hear that clock ticking low? It can't be long till we all shall go to that bright city beyond the sky,
where we shall live and
never die. That clock is ticking moments away. It's slowly ticking, do not delay. Soon it will stop and
for you will tick no more.
Then can you sing on heaven's shore? That clock is ticking, it never runs down. No matter whether you smile or frown. So when the time comes for you to leave,
trust only in Christ
and believe. That clock is ticking, the moments away. It's slowly ticking, do not delay. Soon it will stop and
for you will tick no more.
Then can we sing on heaven's shore?
That's about one of the first songs my dad ever taught us. And you don't forget songs like that. That's been a long time ago.
I'm just thankful to be here today. I can't sing much no more, but you know, I can make a joyful noise. It may be whistling or it may not even be singing, but I'm just thankful to be alive and well here today and just need the prayers of all.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you,
sister.
Well, I went down to a big camp meeting, was the most for to see the side. But I got such a hearty greeting that I went back every night. They had an old-time gospel preacher from a good book he solemnly read. But when he started preaching about the soul's salvation, you ought to heard the things he said. You ought to heard him when he preached the blessed holy word. You ought to heard like him. Such a preaching you never heard.
Well, in the congregation, right straight in the face, then he started preaching about the saving grace. He preached about an hour about the Sermon on the Mount, and when he ended up, he had the devil on the right.
You ought to heard him, that old-time preacher man. He led three songs for the congregation, and he knelt in a word of prayer. He turned to chapter 5 in Matthew, and he took his text from there. He preached a real old-time salvation, and he suddenly proved himself. For after he extended the invitation, there wasn't many sinners left. You ought to heard him when he preached the blessed holy word. You ought to heard him, such a preaching you never heard.
Well, he looked the congregation right straight in the face. Then he started preaching about the saving grace. He preached about an hour about the Sermon on the Mount, and when he ended up, he had the devil on the right.
You ought to heard him, that old-time preacher man. That old-time preacher man.
That's good. Way to go, Sissy.
I'll ask one more time. Okay. That's what I... Okay. Right after he gets on. Anybody else? Please let me know.
If anybody else got some?
Young people. Okay. After...
This is a song of Brother Roger wrote.
Yeah, I promise you I'm not going to sing. I know the people sit around me probably appreciates that. But, you know, I will say something. You know, some of you know, some of you don't know. I used to pastor a Baptist church in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And, like I said, I'm not going to sing. One day my song leader came to me and he said, Pastor, would you mind not helping in the congregation of singing? And everything. And every time somebody stands up there and says, everybody sing, and I start to sing, my wife elbows me and she says, he didn't mean you. So the only time I sing is if they want to evacuate the county for a tornado or something, you know. But I do write songs, and I've got a friend that cuts a couple of demos for me here and there. So if it's okay, I'd love to play one for you. Now, I'll be honest with you, this is the first time this song has ever been heard in public. And everything, but I honestly don't think there's anybody here that can't relate to this song. If you've lost parents or grandparents or something like that, I believe you'll understand. And I've got the green microphone, Greg, if that's what you want to know. So you just tell me, you ready?
Sounding weak, I know that you can do. like, we really are going to practice one on you. I mean, Robin and Missy came down and spent the weekend with us, and we've been trying to practice this song, and of course you can already tell Missy plays, but it's just so beautiful in the acoustic version of it. And Billy, this goes back to your sermon, I believe it was Wednesday before last, about Job. And this song is just so appropriate. It's about the life of Job, you know, a man that had so much and lost it all, and then it was restored to him double after he continued to obey God. And so it's a really good message, and I appreciate what you said as far as Job's just one of the first people I want to meet when I get to heaven. You know, because you have to admire the man's persistence to lose everything he had. So we were going to practice this with Caleb earlier. This one likes to talk a lot.
And eat.
Well, I didn't say eat a lot. I said talk a lot. But so we haven't had the chance to run over it, so it's going to sound like it's been run over now. Hope you enjoy it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As the sun rose at morning on the day of Job's trial, he rose up to serve God as any other day. Bound and determined to live in God's favor, nothing could stand in his way. Then the messengers came one by one with their stories. In just a few moments, Job lost all he had. From his great wealth and splendor to the health of his body, even his children were dead. And he said, "The Lord giveth, he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served him before and I'll serve him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Then his wife came before him to voice her opinion. She said, "You should end it, just curse God and die." Job arose from the ashes and looked toward the heavens and brushed back the tears from his eyes. And he said, "The Lord giveth, he taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I served him before and I'll serve him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When trouble comes suddenly, blessed be the name. When storm winds blow violently, blessed be the name. When Satan comes oppressing me, blessed be the name. I'll still guard God faithfully, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll serve him before and I'll serve him today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
We didn't practice it.
pray for them. Because you know this world we live in would like nothing better than to destroy this group right here.
That's right.
This group right here is what's going to keep this church going.
That's right.
And we really need to pray for our young people.
And all of his love.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but I just began to live when God's amazing grace came in. I just began to live. Old things have passed away. I have a brighter day. My name's recorded up above. I just began to live. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
Amen. We appreciate each of you that's came, each of you sung. I appreciate the Heavenly Heirs being with us more than you know. Want to conclude with just a thought. There's a couple verses in the Bible, and there's one that I really truly love. In the book of Exodus, chapter 33, Moses is fixing to die. And he dies in the very next chapter. He's led for the children of Israel for 40 years. Most of you that know the story, everybody over the age of 20 that he began to lead, except for Caleb and Joshua, died. In the last 40 years, they had not only walked round and round and round in the wilderness. God fed them with water out of a rock and manna from heaven. Their shoes didn't wear out. But they had had hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of funerals. They'd seen their loved ones die. And Moses' last words to Israel was this: "Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee?" And if we can leave today concluding one thing, regardless of storms and trials and troubles, if there's any people that ought to be happy people, it ought to be us.
Amen.
We have a God like no other. We have a place where we're going to that we haven't begun to understand. And when we get there, all things will be forgotten. And as I said earlier, when we get there, this will be the only hell that we ever got to experience because of Jesus' blood. And I often tell the people this, and I challenge young people with this, if you're saved: who would you trade places with? Would you trade your salvation with anyone? If you're suffering sickness and maybe on the point of death, would you trade that for someone who has health? If you're going through financial, would you trade it for someone who's got billions? someone who's got great fame, I believe I'll just take Jesus and go on. And folks, if there's anyone who ought to be happy, it's us. There's none like unto us. That's why we can come together and sing. And we can sing and say two things of a certainty. God is good, and we have been blessed. Amen. God bless you, and we're good, glad to have you with us. Let's bow and be dismissed in word prayer. Brother Greg, would you dismiss us today, please?